Here at Kerygma Ventures, our love for the Bible doesn't stop us from having questions about it. Quite the opposite. Our love for the Bible makes us more curious about it. Do you sometimes wonder how the message of the New Testament gives meaning to the Old Testament? Are you fascinated by how Scripture applies to your life? If you do, head over to studythebibleguide.com to get some answers. Listen, we've got a simple guide to give you. It's free, and it's packed with practical tools to help you study the Bible. That website again is studythebibleguide.com. And thanks for listening to this Kerygma Ventures podcast. God bless.
Hi, I'm Karis Hall McCollum, and I'm sitting here with my dad, Dudley Hall, and you're joining us for another episode of Papa, I Have a Question. This is where I just get to ask my dad questions and you get to listen in. I realized over the years that I have a great resource in my dad as a great Bible teacher or theologian and just wise man. And I have a lot of questions that I get to process with him. And as an educator, I know that if I have a question, there's someone else that has the same question. So join us today as we just kind of talk about things that I'm wondering about. So Papa, I have a question.
Great. I can't wait to hear.
So recently in lots of different situations with friends, scenarios, meetings that I've been in, people have said to me that parenting adults is the hardest stage of parenting. And these are people my age, because I had my kids a little bit younger than most people my age did. So I'm not in that stage of parenting adults yet. But there are people my age who are parenting adults, older women who are parenting adults. Like, so many have said to me, this is the hardest stage of parenting. Nobody writes books about how to parent adults. And I can acknowledge that I am an adult and you are still parenting me. And so I just thought, can you give us some wisdom on what that stage, how to get through that stage of parenting with peace in your heart, I guess?
Yeah. I think the overriding thing is to realize that whether it's young or old, we are the secondary parent. There's a primary parent.
Yeah.
So God is parenting his children.
Yes.
Our job as parents is to say, okay, what is God doing with them at this point in life?
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about the scripture that's to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old and not depart from it.
Yeah.
And so many parents have read that and went, hey, I did it. I took him to Sunday
that's
school.
Right.
I read the Bible.
It's not working. The scripture's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's what it's saying is, you know, that's not a promise. That's not a guarantee that if you will put in these coins, you get out this particular product.
Yeah.
What it's saying is we are watching as God the Father parents his children, and we try to be doing the same thing he's doing. We try to be instruments there.
Yeah.
So we do that with young children.
Right.
You know, we say to our young children, look, I know you don't like this, and I know it's restricting you in some ways. I know it's minor suffering, and you don't get it.
Major suffering. feels like major suffering.
Yeah. And I know you don't get it, but I'm responsible to God to try to help you be successful in life and relate to him. And so this is necessary. So I am God's instrument in your life. Don't get mad with God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you immensely, but you're not able to handle it yet. You can't even conceive of how much he loves you.
Yeah.
So he's loving you, though this doesn't feel good. So we have, you know, we do that with kids, young kids. I think as we move along at different stages, we're doing the same thing.
As with adults.
Yeah, with adult kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what is God doing in your life?
Yes.
How is he parenting you? Where are you? And why are these things happening in your life right now?
Yes.
And knowing that God loves you immensely and that he lets fiery trials come into your life to burn out the dross, to bring healing, to introduce you to more mercy and grace, and to teach you how to fight against the powers of hell.
Yeah.
And these are happening. So as a parent, I want to be alert to saying, okay, what is God saying so that I can stand by you, encourage you, whatever. But it is not my job to make you a perfect person.
Amen.
And it's not my job to control you.
Yeah.
Or even to change you.
Yeah.
I can't. I have to recognize God made you an individual with worth and value and glory, and to understand he loves you so much, he is always working with you, on you, and I need to be there. Sometimes I have to just be quiet.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, okay, it wouldn't be bad to put in a word here, an encouraging word or whatever.
I say amen, not just because of our relationship of like, you can't change me, but because of the pressure that that takes off of me, not parenting an adult, but parenting my 10-year-old and my 8-year-old. If I feel like it's my job to change them, to make them perfect, to make them 100% obedient, or to, you know, if I feel like the consequences of each one of their mistakes are so dire that, you know, that's too much pressure on me, and it and then I'm putting too much pressure on them. They can't handle that much pressure.
Right.
And so there's not a formula that we can say, okay, if we do these things, then there won't be any pain. Then there won't be any suffering. Then they will be 100% successful. That's not the the world that we live in.
That's true. And as we become Christians and understand ourselves, that the Christian life, the life that God has for us, we call it the Christian life, but it's the life God has for us. His greatest desire is that we know him. And he is a God of mercy, which means you have to have a mess in your life before you can ever understand mercy.
Okay? It's true. Perfection doesn't get to experience mercy.
So think about it. Inconsistent, we as parents are sometimes just like, I want you to know God intimately, but I don't want you to need his mercy.
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
it won't work.
Won't work.
Yeah.
So it's a lie to believe in, if I'll follow these principles and if I'll do this formula and I'll do these certain things, it'll guarantee their life is going to be smooth sailing. No, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Right.
It guarantees that God is never going to leave them. He's never going to quit parenting them, and that he will guide them through whatever valleys they need to go through so that he can pour into them the grace that they're going to need to enjoy him to his fullest.
That's so good. It's so interesting because we memorize Psalm 23, right? It's one of the first ones that we pick for our kids to memorize, but I don't think we actually believe that he will guide us through the valley.
Yeah.
We think the valleys are to be avoided.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want the valley, but he actually guides us through the valley. And you're right. When we look back, those valleys are when we're closest to him.
Yeah.
The valleys are when we're clinging on because out of desperation, it's all we have. So we get into the valley and go, God, I need more. I need more of you. I need to know you in a deeper way.
Yeah.
And so the valleys are beautiful and to be sought out, even though we really feels like we want to avoid them.
Yeah,
that's good. I was with a group of women recently, and we were just talking about kind of cultural analysis, you know, like, what does the world look like? What's it going to look like in 5 years for our kids? What's it going to look like? What is college going to look like for our kids and that kind of stuff? And there was honestly a lot of sadness, a lot of like depression might be too strong of a word there, but kind of like a hopelessness of like, man, it's not going to be good. You know, and it was like the Lord hit me with this thought of like, our kids were designed for this culture.
Right.
Like, I can't raise my kids in the 50s. It's not an option.
Yeah.
They weren't born into the 50s. I can't even raise my kids like I was raised.
Right.
They weren't born in the 70s and 80s. You know, I have to raise my kids for the time and culture that they're in. And it's what you said at the beginning. It's like asking God, What are you showing them? What are you doing in their lives now? How do they relate to the people and the environment and the ideologies that are in their world and in their life now. And so again, it's another partnership with God, right? God, right. What are you doing and how do I come alongside of that? And it may not look like, you know, the white picket fence and the dog and the cat and all of that.
Yeah. Well, you've helped me in understanding human development as you talk about education in certain levels. You know, kids' minds are working one way and whatever. It's the same way spiritually, you know. So when you're young, you know, as we're disciplining our kids and they're going through that stage in life where they're just trying to get used to ownership.
Mm.
You know, I own my room, I own my doll, or I own my bicycle or whatever. And we're sometimes as parents wanting them to be real Christians, like, you know, give that away and share
it. Yeah.
It's like they can't yet until it's theirs, they can't give it away.
Yeah.
Until they own it, they can't share it.
Forced sharing isn't real sharing.
Forced sharing. Well, it's the same way with adult parents. So what's God trying to teach adults to do? He's trying to teach them how to be connected, how to be in community, how to care for more than me and my husband, or me and my wife, or me and my wife and one child. He's trying to teach us how to share our lives and how to receive grace from others. So if we know that, then when we watch our kids, grown kids going through stuff, we go, I bet that's what God's doing. Mm-hmm. He's moving them from the early marriage stage to the parenting stage, or he's moving from the parenting stage to the community stage.
Yeah.
So it does help to know that there is a process that God is working through.
Yeah.
And it keeps me from, it should keep me from over-controlling.
Yeah. And no two journeys look alike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Thanks. I think that'll be encouraging to those that are parenting adults. And also, I've got it on video, so I can watch it again when my kids are adults. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time for Papa, I Have a Question.
Thank you so much for listening to the Kerygma Ventures podcast. We'd love for you to join us next week as we continue to bring you conversations and messages that challenge you to live a life of grace and freedom, developing a thriving relationship with Jesus. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you share it with someone in your life who you know would be encouraged to hear it? Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.